This is Northwest News from KPLU. The recent New York Times feature about Amazon's internal culture is still generating lots of discussion about work-life balance. Two former Amazon executives told a crowded ballroom at a summit sponsored by the tech publication GeekWire that they thought the article was too negative. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has more.
The New York Times piece described a relentless culture where people frequently cry at their desks and sabotage each other in secret feedback to managers. But two former Amazon executives say that's not what they experienced. Nadia Shurabura is CEO of a retail startup called Hointer. She spent 8 years at Amazon running the company's global supply chain.
I love beauty. I love fashion. I love comfort. I would never work in a company where everybody cries.
Dave Cotter spent 4 years working at Amazon before leaving to become an entrepreneur. He says in contrast to anecdotes in the article, his managers were compassionate when he was going through a tough time in his personal life. He says overall, he thinks the story lacked balance.
There's a lot of really good things the company has done, and it felt like the article was pretty heavily slanted towards some instances that, in my opinion, demonstrated more of poor management than necessarily company culture.
One former Amazon manager says she thinks the story is pretty accurate. Sandy Lin says being at Amazon was exhilarating, and she learned a lot of lessons she's applying as CEO of her own startup. But Amazon is a tough culture.
You typically feel about 50% understaffed at any given point, but it's still got to get done. So one of the leadership principles is deliver results. And it doesn't matter if you have the resources or the capabilities. It's sort of no excuses. Deliver results.
Lin says now, as she runs her own company, she's watching closely to make sure her employees don't get burned out. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.